On today's Techno Babble, 8 tips for getting good, quick video inexpensively.
This is Techno Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Techno Babble. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So I'm not going to belabor this point. I'll just give you the information, which is head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and you can leave your comments right there. Leave them underneath the video. Head over to Twitter. I'm Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff. My email address is paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. And my phone number is 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. And you can contact me any of those ways. And your interactions are what I crave. So go right ahead and ask your questions or leave your comments. So let me do one other thing real quick, and that's tell you that this show is supported by viewers like you. Thank you for supporting the show by heading over to patreon.com/paulallencliff. That's patreon.com/paulallencliff. For as little as $1 a month, $10 a month, $100 a month, what have you, you can help make this and all the other shows on the churchtechcast.com network possible. So thank you. You might have heard that there are 3 attributes of any project: fast, cheap, good quality, and you can only choose 2. Actually, while that's mostly true, I think that you can accomplish quite a lot if you know what you're doing. Now, this is putting in some time ahead of time, but I have some tips. So what got me thinking about this was, I know that a lot of pastors are going on vacations with their families. My pastor has a study month, a sabbatical, that he takes every July to go out and see what he can learn from other churches. And so as he does that, he also often sends us videos. And I think that just about any pastor can do this if they know a few little tips and tricks to do this quickly and easily and inexpensively. So the first thing that I want you to do is to remember to use good lighting. What do I mean by that? Turn off the overhead light and take desk lamps or other lights and get them close to you, but outside of the camera view. Imagine that the camera is straight ahead of you, one that's kind of 45 degrees off, another that's 45 degrees off, and then one that's behind you to separate you from the background. Use 3-point lighting, in short, and then you'll have decent lighting. Overhead lighting often gives you raccoon-looking eyes, and that's not so much good. We want to see your eyes, so use good lighting. Number 2, this is probably the most important tip I'm about to give you: use good sound. Your built-in microphone on your camera phone, your built-in microphone on your computer are not good sound. I've heard over and over again, I've seen people say, oh, this is good enough. This is a way to save some time and money. Use your built-in. No, they're not good. You can tell. It sounds like you're recording inside an oil tanker. It sounds like you're recording inside a bank vault. Even if you get really close, it's still not great. So, bare minimum, look for a headset that has a microphone. Now, it could be like an iPhone headset where there's the little dangly microphone. That doesn't need to go up near your mouth. It can dangle that's fine. It's like a lavalier. It has that ability to pick up the sound from your ear. You might look for a dark-colored one so that it's not as obvious as the white ones that come with an iPhone. But something like that, bare minimum, your sound will be better because the microphone is closer to your mouth. You could do what I'm doing, which I have a regular microphone, a handheld microphone on a stand that is connected with the appropriate cable into my laptop. That's fine. But if you just want to be quick and easy and portable, maybe the headset that you've got that you use with your camera phone will work for you. Next, if you're using a... Sorry, I keep hitting the microphone, and that is bad sound, so avoid doing that. Next, if you're using a laptop, get the laptop up. Here, let me show you what bad video would be. That's me, like, looking down on the camera. And that's what we see a lot. People will put their laptops on their lap or on a desk and then have that look up at them. And it just looks odd. It just looks wrong. So you want to get your camera about at eye level. It can be just a hair below. Like, mine is about here, and it's shooting up to here. So it actually gives me a little subconscious authority that it's shooting up on me a little bit. Now, some people say, well, you can see my double chin, or my eyes don't look good when you shoot from below. Okay, you can shoot slightly above. But slightly above, slightly below, right on, those are fine, but way high or way low is going to look odd. So avoid that if you can. Likewise, this is just a personal thing. A lot of cameras that come with computers aren't very good. So this is still part of that same tip. It could be worth $30 or $40 to you to pick up an external webcam that'll give you a better picture. Just a side tip for you that I'm using an external Logitech that's 1080p. That's better than the built-in EyeSight on my MacBook Pro, which was the one immediately before they started introducing the high-definition cameras in them. So it could be that it's much better now. We'll see whenever I upgrade, but right now, this is a better choice for me. Next, I want you to avoid intense backlighting unless you have strong front lighting. What do I mean by that? A lot of times people think, oh, I'll just stand here in front of this picture. It'll give me a beautiful background. I said picture. It'll give me a beautiful picture if I stand in front of this window. But the problem is the sun is much more powerful than the lights you have in the room. If it's an overcast day, maybe it'll work, maybe. But test it before you try and do it, because otherwise you could end up looking like you're in a witness relocation program because there's no light on your face and all you can see is the outline. And that's not good. So I do want you to consider that maybe the window isn't the best background, because even if it is properly exposed, a lot of times it'll either be blown out or you as the subject won't look good. So avoid powerful backlight unless you have powerful front light to compensate for it. And by the way, those are probably going to be different color temperatures. So the sun tends to look bluer on a camera, and incandescent lights tend to look oranger on a camera. And if you mix them, sometimes you get results. So that's something that I would steer clear of. Next, make sure you have good composition. I'm trying to hold back here because this is a place of contention for someone that I generally respect that I've interacted with online. But your eyes, as a starting point, should always be on the top third line. So my eyes are perhaps a hair above the top third line, but I think there's a little wiggle room there, and I like my shot, the shot that I have right now. So I'm going to stick with what I've got. Start with putting the eyes on the top third line. There are actually some video camera instruction manuals, some bad information out there, etc., that says center the head in the middle of the shot. No, that's bad. That's wrong. So use good composition. If someone's looking off to the side, give them plenty of room to look into. Things like that. Look for rules of composition and follow those, and that will really help your video. Next, plan well. Know what you're going to say before you say it. Make notes. Look, here are my notes. Okay, they're scrawled on the back of an envelope, but it's got my 8 tips, and I know what I'm going to say. These are just ideas to help me. So that's my pre-production process, is I've come up with some notes so that I know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to just run off at the mouth. During production, remember, there are 3 stages of production. If you need a refresher, go back to Tech Help for Churches from this week. Earlier in the week ending June 13th, 2014. And I talk about the stages of production. But plan well, do a good job shooting. And when you do both of those things, cutting it at the end can be very simple. It could be that you need no editing whatsoever. You started the recording, you say what you're going to say, you stop the recording, you're done. So the better you plan, the better the result is going to be. If you are shooting with a camera phone or with a little handheld camcorder or anything small, stabilize that thing. There was a video that was shot by our senior pastor's oldest son. He took his son with him on his study month a few years ago, and the son kept getting distracted. And so you would see the camera, it would like move off of the subject. So this won't be exactly the same effect if you're watching the video, which you can do over on YouTube or at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Or subscribe to the video podcast. We'll talk about that later. So you will see that his shot drifted off. And then he'd come back real quick. That shouldn't have been an option. He should have had it stabilized. Bare minimum, put some books up. Lean the phone against the books. If you've got a little camera, put it on something, whatever it takes, but make sure that it's not being held by somebody, that it's stable. Okay? That's, I think, a good stable shot is better than a iffy moving shot. Now, a great moving shot really takes it up to the next level, but keep it simple. It's better to have a good, stable, beautiful shot than to have a gross, shaky, you can't even tell what's actually being shot. So that's something else. Finally, simpler is better. If you're a senior pastor and you're planning on doing this, try and keep it short and sweet. If you're saying, hey, I'm headed off to vacation and I just want everyone in the congregation to know I love you and I'm praying for you and have a great summer. I'll be back next week. And until then, here is the special speaker that we've brought up. That is short and simple and easy. You don't need to do several camera shots. You don't need to do anything like that. Just make it short, simple, and easy. Short, simple, and easy is better than long and complex, especially when the message that you're trying to get across is pretty short, simple, and easy. If it's the case that they have in mind, that you have in mind, rather, a pretty simple message that you can summarize in a sentence, try and keep to around a sentence. Remember, it's better to have people go, "Oh, wow, that was short," than, "Is this thing over yet? Oh, man, don't they have other stuff to do?" You want to leave people wanting more. So keep it short, simple, and easy. So what have I left out? What do I need to include that I haven't included? That's my question for you. So head on over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com and leave a comment for the show. Leave a comment below. Don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube where it's free, or subscribe to the podcast, which is delivered every week automatically. I've got all the links over at TrinityDigitalMedia.com/subscribe, along with the subscribe links for all the other shows. And it would be very helpful to me if you would leave a review in iTunes. 4 or 5 stars is best, but I'd rather it be honest than not honest. So take this information and do what you can to go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.